Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you go there, you can find and type in Bob Negin, N-E-G-E-N, N-E-G-E-N, into my search engine. You'll find his Bob's position. Of course, there are other ways you can find it. But you'll find his suite on our site, which will have the body of work that he's deposited with us over the years, all about Main Street retailing. And we always like having him back on the show. Bob, we're talking about market strategy. Marketing strategy earlier. And oh, by the way, Bob's company is called Whizbang Training. Do we put a .com on the end of that, Bob?
We can if we want. It's Whizbang Training. But if you want to come and see what we do and sign up for our tip of the week, go to put the .com in there, away you'll go.
Whizbangtraining.com. So check it out. Bob, let's talk about some. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of this strategy. And, you know, I said something about, you were talking about, they have to like us and trust us. And I threw another little wrinkle in there. I said, you also, you know, they have to like you and they have to trust you, but they also are going to want you to follow them home wherever they are, which could be their cell phones. It could be on social media. People, even the people who like you and trust you, are going to want you to meet them in the middle in the cloud, aren't they?
Absolutely. So, you know, and this is what we were, you know, what we were talking about earlier. You know, everything's changing. Social media has changed everything. And social media changes so rapidly that it becomes important that you're clear on your strategy, because otherwise all you're doing is chasing the next great thing. There's two problems with not having a strategy in the social media world. One is you're chasing everything.
Yeah.
You know, first there's Groupon, then there's, you know, now there's Tumblr, then there's Foursquare, then it goes on and on. So what's the latest, greatest thing? So what you're doing is you're a dog chasing your tail. The other problem is, you must be strategic in the way that you use social media. And so, for instance, I see, you know, I mean, I for independent retailers, absolutely love Facebook. But most independent retailers do Facebook incorrectly.
Right.
They just every day they put up a new deal. That's not what Facebook is about. Facebook
right.
is about creating community and having people know you, like you, trust you.
That's right.
And so it's not about putting up another deal. It's about making people connected to you, and that's what I mean by strategic.
How, what would that sound like? What would making them connected to you on Facebook sound like? What would it look like?
Sure. So instead of saying today's deal is, you know, doggy bones for five for a dollar, today's Facebook thing is a customer lost his dog. Now I'm working from the perspective of a pet shop.
Right.
So, you know, Jimmy Jones lost his dog in the vicinity of 3rd and Main.
Right.
Here's a picture of his dog.
Now, see, what you just described, Bob, is what folks, if you'll think about this, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, what Bob just described are the values of the community of that pet store, that pet store's community online. The values are not buy my stuff. The values are how can I help my customers? Whatever that might be.
That's right.
Communities, you know, communities are more about values than they are about things.
Absolutely. And another, you know, possible strategy and common strategy for independent retailers. So we have this new marketing mentor program that just started yesterday. The first session is always about strategy. And so that was one of the possible strategies that we talked about with the group. Community. So you become sort of the nexus of either an interest community
mm-hmm.
or a geographic community. So, you know, you become the nexus, you know, sort of the potbelly stove of the pet community in your town. So that everybody who wants mm-hmm. information about, you know, dogs ends up coming to your Facebook and likes your Facebook page. They,
yeah.
they subscribe to your emails. They go to your website. They attend your seminars. So that is definitely another possibility for a strategy.
And it's where you give back to the community and not necessarily sell. And see, this comes back to the root word value, Bob, that I've been talking about for a long time. Value is what people get from you. Values, with an S, is what they expect from you. And value is the threshold of your relationship, because if you can't deliver value, then you're not they don't care about you at all, because they want value. But values is the foundation of your relationship with them. What do you think?
I think, as always, Jim, you're spot on. You and I think exactly alike about all these things. You know, and you're absolutely correct. And the retailer or any small business that doesn't understand that it's so much more than just the transaction. The people who think transactionally are the people who will no longer survive.
And what will happen is they'll just become irrelevant. And see, that's I've never seen it. There's never been a time in my long career, Bob, when companies are as in danger of becoming irrelevant as right now.
That's right. Absolutely. But
and irrelevant means doesn't mean that people are mad at you. It just means that they don't care about you. They don't care.
That's right. Your
very existence doesn't mean anything to them.
That's right. You know, Dan Kennedy, another marketing guy who I respect a lot, talks about his herd. And at first when I heard that term, I thought it sounded kind of derogatory.
Yeah.
But then when I learned more about Dan and actually subscribed to his stuff, and the reason he calls it a herd is because those are people who are sort of figuratively fenced in, meaning
yeah.
they would never stray
right.
to go buy from anybody else.
Right. You can't run. I call them customers you can't run off.
Customers you can't run
hold
off.
Hold that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. Whizbangtraining.com, right?
That's correct.
All right. That's his website. Mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com. His book is Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age by Bob and Susan Negan, N-E-G-E-N. And he pronounces it Negan, but I'm saying that way so you know how to spell it. 10 till the hour. We're going to talk about mobile when we come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.